USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is hinting that Moderna's coronavirus vaccine will get approval quicker than the vaccine from Pfizer. FDA advisors gathering on Thursday to discuss the next vaccine, looking for U.S. distribution and use. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that the FDA could decide before the end of the day. Vice President Mike Pence set to receive the coronavirus vaccine on Friday. Today, the Vice President holding a rally in Columbus, Georgia for Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler stand for a strong national defense. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, they're going to cut our national defense to fund their big government program. You just watch. Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler cut taxes, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock want to raise taxes.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hopeful that a deal is near on a new coronavirus relief package.
I'm heartened by our discussions and our progress. I believe all sides are working in good faith toward a shared goal of getting an outcome.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor and saying that they will continue to stay in Washington, D.C. until something is passed. A federal grand jury has indicted six men with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer several months ago. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Western District of Michigan announcing the charges on Thursday. If convicted, the men could face up to life in prison. Agents foiled the plot to kidnap Whitmer in October, and authorities said the alleged scheme involved months of planning, even rehearsals to snatch the governor from her vacation home. Defense attorneys say their clients were big talkers who didn't intend on following through on the alleged plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia was banned Thursday from using its name, flag, and anthem at the next two Olympics or at the start of any world championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for the Sports ruling also blocking Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete in next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as the world championships, including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, if they're not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests. Russia also ordered to pay $1.27 million to the World Anti-Doping Agency. As NHL players get ready to take the ice, one man continues to stand the test of time.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates? 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.